I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah! Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports. Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
Talk about coaching, and I've thought about this a lot. Had a lot of great managers I've played for. And when it comes down to it, maybe the great ones make the difference in a 162-game schedule. Maybe the great ones I've played for play a role in three or four. And I've talked about this a lot on the program, too, with other players. I don't remember, or if so, very rarely, sitting around the clubhouse after a ball game talking with my players. You know, And the teams I played on, we did that a lot. We'd sit around after the game and kind of break down what happened, whether it was win, lose, whatever. Just kind of, you know, that downtime after a ball game. And very rarely did I ever sit there and think, wow, our skipper really screwed us today. It's his fault we lost. No, it seemed like 99 out of 100 times, whether we won or lost, it wasn't because of the manager. It was because of the players. You know, we didn't play well today. We didn't execute, whatever it may be. The onus was never on the manager. I'm interested, but I know the NFL is different because you mentioned earlier in the show, you practice, you prepare against plays. Plays are a big thing in the NFL.
Yes.
So my question is, NFL head coaches, how many games throughout the course of an NFL season does the head coach make a difference?
Let me just say, you know, in college I had Woody Hayes.
Right.
People were fearful of him because he was known to be a very physical and tough football coach. His departure from NCAA football was hitting another player on the other side of the field during a game along the sideline. He was tough. And then I think of even in the pros, in the Chicago Bears, I think Mike Ditka, Mike never hit anybody, but I feel like his words were enough to get that team to the Super Bowl and win it because he called the team out when he first got there. And the first meeting he had, there was really a little disrespect for him in the meeting because people were still talking and making noise during his conversation. And he yelled out something where everybody stopped talking. And he said, I want to tell you one thing. He said, this team is going to the Super Bowl. He goes, that's the good news. 50% of you in this room are not going to make it. And then there was silence. Things changed after Mike Ditka arrived in town. And not only what he would accept, what he wouldn't accept, he would watch film. And if it was not because of talent, but because of effort, something broke down, a touchdown, a bad pass, whatever, pass protection, that's when he pointed out to every player in that room that they were letting each other down. They were stealing from the rest of the team. And I'll tell you what, there was nothing like being in that meeting room and you did something bad. It's okay. You could do something bad, but it better not be from lack of effort. Otherwise, everybody in that room was going to look at you and stare at you for probably 30 seconds during watching the film. Why didn't you get back up off the ground, Doug? Why didn't you try to tackle him? Why didn't you turn him in? All those sort of things. And things changed. So I think the coach's presence in that meeting room makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that is so much. That's interesting because you have film days. We never have film that we do individual film. You know, we'll watch pitcher's tendencies, who we face in the night. What was his last start? Maybe his last start against my team. But yeah, yours is much different and more in depth from a team perspective. You mentioned Ditka, Woody Hayes. You had Buddy Ryan, I believe, as a defensive coordinator.
Yes. Yeah. You know what, Buddy Ryan is he wasn't a yeller though. He was one of those gentlemen that got in front of you, and he laid it out the way it was. He didn't like cowards or rookies, and he told the team that. Now, you could come in as a rookie. What did you do other than just get drafted? You had no choice on coming to this team, but you were on the team and you were a rookie. Well, you better start acting like a veteran and not acting like a rookie. And, you know, one thing is for sure with Buddy, cowards were almost like run out of the room. You know, if somebody basically stopped and pretended like they were hitting somebody, you know yourself, Brett, when you're in that room and all your other teammates are around you, they know whether you're trying or not.
Oh, yeah.
They know whether you gave effort or not. And you can't trick them. Because they're doing it every single day. They're doing the same thing in terms of running through, making a play, catching the ball, making a hit, taking out an infielder from picking up a double play. And if you don't do that in front of your teammates and they all turn around and look at you, it's a feeling you never want to have the rest of your life. And when Buddy Ryan, I mean, he was a sergeant in the Korean War. That's exactly how he ran our team, especially the defense. And, you know, he just was take no prisoners. You know, we're taking him down. We're not going to be sorry for it. you know, he would do things like, you know, there were several times games that I didn't think I could play physically. You know, something was wrong with me. And, he always made sure there was something that I could do in the training room to be able to play that day. Yeah. So, but you know what? When I did do that, or when another player did that, our whole defense would come to them during the game and afterwards, after we won the game, and say, "Thank you. Thank you for doing what you had to help our team win." And the whole loyalty thing, I mean, it almost felt like he was back in the Army running an Army platoon, and you were going to do anything you could, sacrifice yourself for our team and for the Chicago Bears.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, I played, you mentioned he didn't like rookies, or you had to prove to him that, yeah, you may be a rookie, but there's no way around being a rookie. You're either a rookie or not, but you better not behave like one. I had a similar guy, Lou Piniella, same type of thing. He didn't like pitchers and he didn't like rookies. But if you were a rookie that showed him that you had a veteran mindset and you were a pitcher that threw strikes, he loved you. But in general, he hated rookies and he hated starting pitchers because he couldn't stand people walking. You know, he was a piece of work. My favorite to this day, guy that I played for just every day coming in. What's Lou going to do today? You know what I like? And I see today's game. And I think of a football, I think of football as a tough game. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I played peewee football. And I remember my head coach there, he was one of those tough guys. And if you messed up, I mean, I'm 12, 13 years old, but he's going to grab me by the face mask and jerk me around. Now, in today's yep. society, you could never do that. You'd have a lawsuit. But I don't know. I kind of like that. That's what I always thought about football is we're tough. When we screw up, we get some tough love from our coach and nobody cares. And the parents say, yeah, he probably deserved it.
You know, I really feel for younger boys and girls today, because I don't think you know where to go. You know, what huddle do you go to? Not just offense, defense. You know, where's your orientation? And you know, in a locker room, you know, there was a time where, you know, there were some thoughts of, you know, allowing different individuals in the locker room. I don't know that I know you feel the same way, Brett. That locker room is sacred territory. And
right.
Whether it's for reporters or other individuals, I just don't understand how a game where you're really out there sacrificing yourself. It's probably more on one day for football, but you look at a baseball season, oh my God, there's, I mean, it's spread out over months. And like you said, you're playing a lot of games each week and double headers. I don't know how you did that. I mean, because what for my men's that mental standpoint, after one or 2 hours of game tempo, man, I would never have had the ability to say, okay, guys, let's suit up for another game today. We're going to do a doubleheader here, and we're all going to be excited and having fun and hitting balls and all. That's a challenge, and it's a long day. It's a long day, and so I think it's two different temperaments. And, you know, some of the players that I played with, both in college and in the pros, some of them had incredible concentration and ability to not make mistakes. There's other ones that, man, after 60 minutes, you better send those guys home because the mental gears are getting turned off. They can't comprehend, you know, much more just competition and plays and hitting and all those sort of things. Those are really hard to just exert over a long period of time.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.